Hey, what it do, people? It's your man, Animal Brown, checking in. Episode 302 of the On Deck TV podcast is here, all right? We are talking summertime anthems. What are some of your favorite summertime joints? Is it still important to be hot during the summer? And also, if you had an unlimited budget, who would you get on your summertime record, all right? Those questions and more on today's episode. And today's episode is brought to you by, hold on, first of all, new sponsor alert. Shout out to Bombade Lemonade Vodka, all right? The best tasting lemonade vodka, man. It's a black-owned company here in Atlanta. Fresh lemon-infused vodka, all right? Or handcrafted right here in the 404. Now, they got 125 locations in Georgia where you can pick up Bombade Vodka, all right? And 11 states across the nation where you can cop. Do me a favor. Go to BombadeVodka.com to see where to cop. And follow the IG at Bombade Vodka. Drink responsibly. Please do us that favor. Right now, the episode is also brought to you by Realville Media Group. Go to realvillemedia.com and check out all of the shows on the network.
All of the shows on the network, first one consisting of FSP, that stands for the Full Sport Press. We got J Hove leading the pack over there. We got Big Jeff and we got How Weezy. Shout out to FSP cameraman that never posts pictures as well. Those guys held it down this past week, man. They gave you a review of the finals as only FSP can, as they say, FSP style. Would you please tell a friend to tell a friend to keep them popping over there? Appreciate all the good work you guys do, fellas. Issue number 46 for the network show Fresh for Dummies. Fresh for Dummies, Bulletproof Sneaker Room. So they J-Hove, Animal Brown going over the sneakers on their latest issue, issue number 46. Y'all go check them out. Like we said, all the shows on the network. Support the real, realvillemedia.com. We appreciate ya.
Hey, what it do with the business is?
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown? If you're looking for me on socials, Animal_Brown is where you're going to find me.
Animal_Brown. You just came back from Milan. You ain't got no AKA El Padre or
No. Buongiorno. That's all I got. That's the only word I learned.
Could have been El Buongiorno or AKA no. Whatever. Come on, bro.
Young Gelato.
We know you got some gelato.
Letting the people down out here, man. That was an uber letdown coming back in the country.
And I brought back gifts for y'all. Oh, okay. Y'all doing all this shit talking.
For real. Was it gelato?
No.
Gelato?
No.
You know what
melted.
Kind of gelato I like.
I got chocolate. Swiss from chocolate? Switzerland.
Oh, shit.
In the form of the Big Dog cigar.
This was a real cigar. I smoked these for real.
Actually, y'all got no more jokes for the episode. I came back with gifts.
Kind of nice.
Actually, these jokes are going to fly even more. So, but we do definitely appreciate it.
Well, what you have on deck for the weekend?
Unfortunately, I got stuck hanging out with him extra some kind of way.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's a rough life you live when you got to hang around the bougiest nigga in Atlanta.
Sad when you're not a woman. Yeah.
Nah, man, we had a pretty good time. We went to, where we go, Ponce?
Oh, yeah, Ponce City Market.
Yeah, went to some awful Mexican restaurant. But
damn.
That's neither here nor there.
Awful. This man has the taste buds of a 12-year-old.
This is a fact. People that know me know that.
Yeah, this man said, can I not get that?
Yeah, I don't want none of that on there. Just meat, cheese. Okay, this is
how you want a taco with just the meat?
I don't need none extra. I don't need none of that extra.
Chicken tenders and fries for you.
Tough. That's me.
Oh shit. God.
All day.
We got to get Spike Lou culture. This is M Extra Sauce. M Extra 3 on all things social media. Checking in. Yeah, we got to get Spike Lou some culture, man. This man embarrassed me at the bar.
Fuck out. Embarrassed me is
this man,
very
let me get the
strong.
Taco with no taco.
Yeah, give me the taco, just the meat. I don't want nothing but the meat on there. Pause.
How you pronounce that?
Yeah. I say, what? What's the name of this?
That's a pastor?
Them,
I said it's
one
pastor.
Of them right there.
You got to live a little, man. You got to get out the crib.
Don't act like, oh, y'all don't do that, man. I just don't like to eat everything.
Definitely had a good time in Milan, though. That shit was super dope. Flight long, though. I don't like that shit.
How long was the flight?
9 hours.
Nah, that ain't bad.
What? And then when you 6'2", y'all gonna get your height up.
Bro,
I'm 6'2". What are you talking about?
Are you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You ain't watch no movies or nothing on the way?
I did. I watched Widows.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
The ending, fuck you up.
Well, pause. No. The ending was fine. It wasn't nothing wrong with that. You gonna spoil you it see, for the world?
Yeah, for real, man. Just hush.
Man, you ain't seen Widows by now.
I mean, yeah, I haven't like, seen it.
I didn't see it coming,
oh,
though.
Oh, you ain't seen it?
No.
I didn't see the ending coming, though.
That was my question.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't see that. That was a nice little twist.
The ending, fuck you.
Shout out to Milan, though, man. Y'all pull up to Milan and fuck with that. If you're into shopping and fashion, that's the place to go. Real
wait.
Talk.
I can't wait. Definitely.
That's dope.
Real spiel, man. Now, let's get to this hip-hop shit, man. A lot of things to talk about. First things first, big news coming out of New York, man. Shout out to Jay-Z. According to Forbes, Hove has become the first hip-hop billionaire. Now, the numbers are accumulated from several of his business ventures, Ace of Spades, Champagne, different investments, Doucet, real estate, and even art add up to that magic billion-dollar number. Now, out of the net worth breakdown, tell me what stood out to you the most. What surprised you?
It surprised me that Jay-Z is known mostly for being a musician, and that's third from last. His music catalog is worth $75 million.
Mm.
Tidal, who we would most assume is always labeled it being in third place for the streaming sources, being higher than his music catalog, especially since I thought Jay-Z owned most of his catalog. So
right.
I thought that it would garner a lot more money than what it has there. So that was probably the most surprising to me, especially after I did some research on the 310, because I had to figure out like how that number got so big for Ace of Spades.
Yeah, that's wild.
If you read the story, it makes 100% sense how the number inflated to 310. So
okay. 310 for Ace of Spades was bananas.
Yeah.
What surprised me the most is that from cash and investments, he's at $210 million. So, and that's the investments is from Uber. That's $70 million of that. So let's do the math. 210 minus 70 is 130. Or is it? No, it's 140.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. It's 140.
You can wait for that.
I'm on that Bombade vodka. Sorry, guys. It's 140. So you're telling me that Jay-Z is worth $1 billion and has $140 million in cash? That's it?
What do you mean that's it?
When you have when you're worth $1 billion and your percentage is 14%, that's the cash that you have. That doesn't add up to
that's
me.
A lot.
What?
$210 million in
that's
cash
a lot of liquid
is
money.
A lot. Man.
$200 million is a lot.
No, 140. If you take away the Uber investment, which is $70 million,
but you can't take it away though.
But I'm saying that's not cash though.
It's quickly can turn.
Well, okay, you can liquidate that. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess my question to you would be: how much money on hand do you think a billionaire would have?
400. What? That's reasonable.
That's, hell no.
400 no. million, dude.
No.
What?
This is about right,
not, cause okay, look. Even if
I'm
you
disappointed,
do,
I'm not gonna lie.
Even if we'll get back to Jay-Z in just a second, but
okay.
Even if you do have half, you're not gonna want that to be accounted for by Forbes. That's gonna be like offshore. So if I got no, seriously,
in Switzerland,
real talk, finance 101. When we start making this much money, if you got that much, they should know. It should be somewhere where it can't be accounted for. So if he do got $400 million cash, it ain't nothing wrong to have that much, but not accountable. It got to be somewhere where you're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm
disappointed.
But
I'm not going to lie.
To the people that are surprised, I figured most people would be surprised with the Ace of Spades deal.
Yeah, that's
how
crazy.
How that worked out, Jay invested $50 million early 2005, right around the time that Cristal came and said that they couldn't do anything about hip-hop artists drinking their drink.
Right.
So Jay decided to go another way, and there were a lot of different stories out there, but it winded up being he invested $50 million very early and was able to multiply this part of it by buying out the majority holder of the brand, which is Severn Drinks. I can't think of them. Severn Drinks.
Right.
Excuse me, is how you pronounce it, I think.
And what year was that?
That he just bought them out within the last 2 years, but the initial investment was for $50 million in 2005.
So he had $50 million cash in 2005, and you're telling me in 2019 he has $200?
It didn't have to be cash. you can buy some without spending cash. Well, you know this.
How? What are you, a fucking Amex?
Bro, you just bought a house. You are worth what that house is worth. Do you have that in the bank?
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you can put that as collateral to buy different stuff. So if he has these different businesses, it can be
a
way to liquefy stuff to be like, okay, boom, I want to spend this on that.
Exactly.
Without it being cash on hand.
It's for tax
purposes. Even,
that makes sense.
The art stuff, that's cash.
Yeah.
If
he sold it.
Yeah, it ain't the same amount, but that's good as cash.
Yeah.
That's what stood out to me, art. $70 million in art is crazy.
That's fucking I wonder what he paid for that. I need answers.
$70 million in art?
Especially knowing what the shit we seen on Billions this past week, or how much the taxes were. Did y'all see the shit?
Spoiler alert, I haven't watched it.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, I did see that one then. Okay, yeah, yeah, you're right.
I did see it.
I did see that one.
You just wanted to say spoiler.
You just like spoiling shit, dude.
I think niggas seen it when I seen it.
You young milk.
This is huge.
Terrible.
Can't wait to edit that,
that was
out.
Terrible.
Young milk.
Little flip.
That was terrible. I will say this. Let me ask this. At what point did we know? Because there was a 3-man race for the top to hit that billion. We know that.
Yeah.
What? At what point did we know Hov was going to be in the running, dog? I'm trying to think
when he married Beyonce.
You think so?
Yes.
Now, I was going to say the shoe deal.
That was the deal, Silla, when he married Beyonce. What shoe deal? The Reebok shoe deal?
Rappers didn't have shoes back then. That was a first. That was 03. I was like, wait a minute. He thinking different now, though. Because rappers, now, of course, you had people associated with shoes. You had Run DMC associated with Adidas. But there wasn't no Run DMC actual shoes, though. Like, this nigga was the first rapper with his own shoes, legitimately. And then 50
like,
came after
a big
him.
Company.
Through a large company. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, yeah, not counting like P or nothing like that. Yeah. But that, when I saw that, and then you could also argue a little bit later on, the Brooklyn Nets thing was big, too, even though we learned that he didn't have as big of a stake. But when you're in those rooms with those players, you know what's coming down the pipeline. And so when I saw those two things, those were big flags. Like, y'all got whole fucked up. Like, he like dude finna be on his way to a Billy early.
So you do say you say a lot. So Hov has been chasing this for a while. He wants this associated with his name. It's all about his raps.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think, like, this is part of his branding and marketing to be on this list? Are there people who don't want the same attention that you think have just as much money other than Puff and Dre? Or you think that those are the big three? You think there's anybody else in their ballpark in hip hop?
No, those are the big three. And matter of fact, I think Puff is at 820 and Dre is at 740.
What about Russell?
Nah.
Russell Simmons.
Yeah, no. Russell who? Yeah, nah. I don't think so.
Y'all don't think he's anywhere near that?
He's probably about 300 million. Like that.
Which ain't nothing to sneeze at. Don't get it twisted.
I think that he's a little bit older and he's not chasing the publicity. I think that he got just as much money as they got.
No, if it was billion, it would have been reported.
It had to be.
Why
it's got a
billion?
Be.
I would say, okay,
500,
not as
give
much
or take.
As Jay, but I would, if I'm mentioning those names, I would put him there too.
Okay. No,
it wouldn't
fair.
Just be those three. I think I would add him.
So no Birdman, no P?
No.
How many billionaires do we see?
I ain't gonna shit on P like it, but not Birdman at all.
In our lifetime, when it's said and done, how many rappers will be billionaires?
Will
it pass five?
In our lifetime?
we hang it when we're 6 feet deep, how many rappers will have turned into billionaires?
Maybe three.
Ooh, that's it?
Yes.
So nobody outside of Puff, Dre, and
we're over 30, fool.
I'm 28.
Kanye has an outside chance. Kanye is big on fashion. His wife is
something
very
would have to
popular
hit.
And big.
I understand
it would have to be something that he would recreate and do again. Like he it would have to hit another streak. Like he's done the music and the clothes. It would have to be one more phase of something.
He got to own
but
something.
But I think that he's probably the closest to maybe able to get there.
No, Puff
I don't
is.
See it being it. Huh?
Puff is closer.
Well, no,
we already counted
yeah,
them.
Yeah, Puff
I'm saying
and Dre.
Outside of that class.
Okay.
Outside
yeah.
of
come
yeah,
up
yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
outside
of
Puff
of
and
that class,
Dre.
Though, we already talked about them.
Yeah, we know they
made it. So I guess outside of the ones Puff and Dre, I would say Kanye, but because one, he's really the only one that chases that still. I don't think it's important to a J. Cole or a Kendrick Lamar or a.
Y'all got Drake fucked up. You're not finna name the sixth guy in this conversation.
I think the only person associated.
He may get there. Drake may get there.
That will get there quicker is, and he's associated, but he's not a rapper. He's a basketball player. It'll be LeBron. Because Jay-Z is the fifth black billionaire ever.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
In the U.S.
So it's an exclusive class.
Yeah.
He's only five.
It ain't that many people.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Drake,
that's
you,
fair.
You don't think Drake has the potential to get there?
Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's potential. But Drake's still not making the business move Hov making. Drake,
not yet.
Drake's label He's is young. Terrible.
Yeah, He's not, only not on yet. His label. It's early. When did Jay start cooking for real? On the business tilt.
The Dynasty?
No, not on the business tilt.
I would say around Blueprint. That was 01.
Nope. Do your research.
What did he do in 98?
I'm saying cooking, not the low-key moves. We saying cooking as far as I'm putting it out here that I'm running for this billion. Like, in 2001 is when he started marketing himself as I'm the hip-hop marketing plan. I got this. Okay. I got
I'm
that.
The
he
blueprint.
He was a little flashy before. Those moves were low-key. But as far as the blueprint, for lack of a better word, I think in 01 is when he started doing it.
I mean, I can argue with that. But if you just paid attention, I think 98
is okay.
When
if you did your research.
I think Drake will end up being – they have the potential. And I think, actually, if you think about it, Kanye may too. If he'd have to parlay – his clothing to his own shit. It can't be Yeezy through Adidas or through Nike. He'd have to own it and it'd be dumb popular. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever, and then they get bought out by like Ralph Lauren or some shit.
Whoever does, I don't think it's going to be closed. I think whoever does it is going to have to figure the content thing out. We had a topic about iTunes splitting that we scratched, and just whoever figures out how to package and market the content that's out there, how to get more content and put their name
platform on some app shit or something.
Yeah, apps or like just movies, like media, like Drake just being accessible. You know what I'm saying? Like this whole thing with him and the Raptors and they trolling back and forth with the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
Just your name being out there on a consistent basis, whichever one of those two is able to capitalize off of it is going to be the one that leads the race for the new generation to get to that billion. I think it's those two that are going to probably figure it out.
Yeah.
An app, like you said, or a movie service or some type of, well, only my content like is going to be right here.
Shit.
Yeah, like some shit like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha, yeah. And it's I'm surprised be Beyonce hasn't done that. I'm surprised somebody like a Beyonce or an Adele or a Taylor Swift hasn't. They got their own app.
Streaming app type
where it's
shit.
Their own label putting out the music. Like, it had to be some major like that.
It had to be something tech related, I believe. But also, the thing that separates Jay-Z from all those people that you named is think about all the other rappers who tried to do. Like, people tried to do what Jay did with Ace of Spades with their own alcohol. And it doesn't work. Jay-Z just knew when to get in.
Right. when to sell.
The Chris Tall thing was a perfect segue. He said, fuck them. Yep. They don't like us. We buy this.
Yep.
And he didn't start with Ace of Spades. I know he tried some other ones first.
Was it Armadale?
No, Armadale was a vodka.
Oh, okay.
I think he was Krug Rosé.
Belvedere. It was Belvedere.
Belvedere is also a vodka.
But that was what they bought into.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about the champagne, though.
Yeah.
So he, but I'm saying that he studies the business behind it.
Right.
And he knows the cool factor that he possesses, as opposed to other rappers who just throw their name on stuff and they don't really do the research and study behind it.
That's a $70 thing. Bottle of champagne that he's selling for how much?
$250 for the Ace.
$250
for the Ace. Originally, the gold bottle.
The original brand of this same taste, they said bottle and everything was $70.
Mm. I feel gypped because I paid $250 for that bottle.
I mean, everybody do it now, but before Jay came around and assumed the brand and said, this is what I'm going to do with it, that was a $70
bottle. Title was around.
They called it another name and everything, but it was a $70 dollar bottle.
Title was around before Jay. Yeah. That's half the battle right there. Shout out to Jay, though. That's big news. That's super dope shit. When my boy Drake buys the Raptors, though, he'll have the next billion. Moving on, Cardi B, M-Extra's girl.
What?
After news broke that Lil Yachty wrote Act Up, the hit by the City Girls, some fans were upset and tried to call a group out for not writing their own rhyme. So here we go again with that.
They were upset?
Yeah, they were hot about that shit. Now, Cardi B has come to the defense of the Miami duo, saying that it doesn't matter who writes the material. It's more about the performer. So my question is, who is more responsible for a hit record, the artist or the writer?
The artist. I think that the artist has to put their spin on it. You have numerous people that write great songs that are taken to the next level when they're given to a talented artist. Not saying that Nas isn't talented, but he couldn't have did Summertime. Not the way that Will Smith did it.
Right.
I throw that in there. Just right. For you. And just other people that go throughout the line, like Drake, when we heard the Quentin Millers run through the six, like when you heard his and you heard Drake's, you're like, okay, I understand why Drake is performing this song.
That's a good example.
So some things sound better from more talented people when it comes to performance. The writer is very important. It's a critical piece of it. But if that was the person that was most important, I feel like they would be the ones in the spotlight making the money. It wouldn't be ghostwriting. It would be, oh, there's a writer and he's just simply a performer. This happens all the time in country music, as we know. You have different songwriters and they're into songwriting, but
R&B
and all that.
Of
it, yeah, oh yeah, but the performance of it, the actual taking it to the next level, that's what sells the song. That's what the music industry is about.
Yeah, and of course it's deeper than just the writer and the artist when it comes to a hit record. You know, there's other factors. The beat got to be banging. It's a bunch of shit. But if we're just looking at those two aspects and wondering which one holds a little more weight than the other, bro, it's got to be the artist, bro. Just like you said with the Drake record, Quentin Miller sounds trash saying that bar. And when Drake says it, it's iconic. Everybody from Oakland to fucking Florida was running through the six.
Hashtag. When Drake said it's a hashtag, it's forgettable when Quentin Miller says it, and that's no knock to him. It's just some absolutely people are talented.
Like the lyrics, we get it. The lyrics have to be catchy. At the end of the day, they have to be catchy. But Jay-Z said this, and I believe we mentioned this on a show probably about 2 years ago. He said the most important aspect of a rapper is their voice. That is everything,
that's
dude.
Gonna be my point.
So you can listen. You can write the dopest shit on earth. If you sound like shit doing it, then you're gonna have to get you a Milli Vanilli to perform
right,
you, dude.
Right.
Because like it's key, and I think it's a little. The ghostwriting talk is like, well, it's kind of, at this point, it's kind of ran through the mud.
Well, I was going to make the same point about tone and delivery. It's all about, that is 90% of the battle.
That's a fact.
Right there. And it wasn't even, I don't understand why people, first of all, taking this long to get upset because he announced this months ago that he wrote it. And it's no secret, so he's not a ghostwriter.
It makes me respect him more.
Yeah, so I don't understand what the back, I mean, did they think?
People don't know.
I respect Yachty more for this.
People can't tell the difference between a ghostwriter and a writer. A ghostwriter is somebody that's you're not supposed to know.
Exactly.
You wrote this part.
Yeah, you helped me out. No one knows.
Yeah, no one knows. Like I'm not credited. I'm not. And it's supposed to be looked at as if you did it. Just a writer, a collaborator, somebody that collabed on the record. That happens all the time, dude. And it happens on hooks a lot of the times too. So I don't get it. I don't understand.
I think the problem that people have is when you're lazy with it. And I'm gonna play devil's advocate here against Young Miami.
Okay.
Because it's like, and we've talked about this before. So sometimes you question the passion as an artist that they have for this new generation. So I think the backlash that they're getting is, oh, you're just depending on the writer. If you're Cardi, if you're in Young Miami and you're not putting anything into it, you're just sitting in the studio and you waiting on somebody to hand you a piece of paper. But
like you're not talented.
Yeah,
right.
And I think that people don't understand that ain't how it goes. Sometimes Young Miami or Cardi or the newer generation may give the perception that they don't care, and some of them don't.
Right.
But I don't think that Cardi falls into that category. I don't think that Young Miami falls into that category, though she does have nights I've seen on stage. She's look lazy to say that, but I don't think that she falls into the category of just give me here to just tell me what to say. I don't think she's a robot. Well, you know what I'm saying? She adds her sauce to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why Cardi is defending them because she went to a similar issue with her one of her songs on her last album. Remember, everybody was up in the air because they had a writer. It was a reference song that came out.
Right.
So I don't understand why people are surprised by this. Actually, Young Miami, as you can tell, is probably the least of the skilled MCs between her and JT. JT just brought her on. JT was a real rapper,
and she actually wrote her verse on that song
she wrote
too.
Her verse on her song. So yeah. JT brought Young Miami on, and it's okay.
Really,
that's a package.
Yeah,
you're selling a package. It's a duo from Miami. You know what I'm saying? It's something you haven't really seen before, and it works. Yeah. And that's how it go. But I am surprised that people were upset. Are y'all? This is because there's a thing. There's been a double standard with writing in hip hop between male and female. And when we came up, it was almost presumed that if you were female, you didn't write. It was just Foxy.
Foxy wrote people.
Jay wrote for Foxy, bro.
Not the whole Broken Silence album is a good album. People know that she wrote that.
Yeah, he definitely didn't write that. But I'm saying she was introduced via him.
She came in the game with guys writing
right
for her.
That was almost accepted. Like you're not. Nobody is looking like. The way people were in an uproar over Drake's two lines or however much was written by dude, people were like, oh, cancel Drake. Like, it was over with. Like, people were disappointed, sad, let down,
That's a different.
But it's not that way when people know that Cardi shit don't get wrote by Fontaine or whatever the fuck his name was.
Why is it different?
Because you can't be the best MC and have a ghostwriter.
So. But you're saying the female MCs have ghostwriters.
Some of them.
Right.
So you wouldn't consider any of them like best MCs. So are you saying
not Cardi or Young Miami, no.
But if it came out Nicki had one, people would be disappointed. Okay, that's fair.
So you would remove her from the list.
You'd have to, though.
But you don't count Drake as high on the list either, right?
That's disrespectful.
No, I do count Drake. What do you mean?
But he has ghostwriters.
Wait a minute.
That have not been confirmed that Drake has ghostwriters.
Wait. There's been two weak-ass reference tracks for some club records on a mixtape that he did. Let's not. There will be no Drake slander.
Yeah, Drake can rap.
I tried to get the truth out there, people.
Nice try.
Y'all come back in there like Mutombos.
No, I ain't going. I ain't having it.
Where were we? No, Young Miami, I don't think that there's a problem with things being written for her. I don't think that there's a problem with things being written for Cardi. I am skeptical also of Nicki saying that I'm a better rapper than these ladies because I write my own stuff too.
Well, she
because
is
that's not, that ain't what it's all about though.
But she is.
Like even when I joke about Drake, even if he has help, even if people are helping him write his bars, it still ain't too many niggas out there fucking with him. Period.
No, are you saying some performance shit? Is that what? Are
period.
You,
like all the way around. Like even if a nigga writing this, you still can't go in the booth and spit it like me. You still can't go to the video performing like me. You still can't go on stage and do it like
me. I disagree.
What's the difference between?
So tell me why
that's
you
the whole thing
with
Pusha T and why people respected what Pusha T did, because you cannot call yourself one of the greats and you have ghost.
Not true. Dr. Dre is one of the greats.
That's not true.
Bruh.
Puff is one of the greats.
No, we don't call them great rappers. Everybody knows it has writers. They have a team of writers.
It don't matter if I write rhymes. I write checks.
So shout out to Sauce Money.
All right. So where does Kanye rank for you? Clearly, he has writers.
He's written for himself at times though.
Yeah, but he's not in my top five.
Yeah, shit.
You can't have writers and be in my top five. There's no way. Tip don't have them. Jigga don't have them. Biggie didn't have them. Scarface didn't have them.
I mean, I'm not arguing that point. I totally get that because I'm from the same generation. But I think that you are going to reconsider that once Drake gets more footing in the game. Because
but Drake doesn't
have
those
writers. We were just talking about him being on the way to the billions between being on the sideline for the Raptors and his big streaming service is about to come out and everything else that Drake has going on. Guess what? He ain't going to have time to do rap. But guess what he's going to need to do? Rap. Those bars gonna have to come from somewhere, and they ain't gonna come from him.
I don't think Drake has ghostwriters though.
I ain't saying.
This is a moot point because I don't think.
Okay.
That's debatable.
Okay.
So you think he has ghostwriters?
Of course not, man.
Oh,
come on, okay. Man. Okay. I'm OVO Brown over here. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Of course you are. OVO Brown.
Oh man, let's take it down south, man. Yo Gotti. Gotti has been ordered by a judge to pay $6.6 million to a Winston-Salem talent manager. Now, let me tell you what happened. Gotti gets paid $20,000 for a feature, right? He does the feature. Then, allegedly, he fails to sign an agreement allowing for the release of the feature. Now, Gotti, which is crazy. Now, then, on top of that, Gotti went behind the manager's back and tried to sign the artist to his own CMG label. Mm. My question to you, is these shady practices or just business as usual?
For Yo Gotti, this is business as usual. I'm going to tell you why. The tree that he comes up under, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. Cash Money, Birdman, I feel like the Yo Gotti been doing this for a long time, and this is the first time that he done got hit with this $6.6 million price tag that come with it.
Oof.
You try to... When you come up under something, you don't necessarily, and that's why I don't say that it's wrong, even though it is, but you don't necessarily know right and wrong in the footing. Like, he doing this business as usual because he's seen this business as usual happen.
It's probably done to him.
Someone that's been in the game for 30 years, so you looking at it like, shit, I know for a fact he did this because he probably did it to him, like you said.
Right.
That's how Yo Gotti looking at it, but times are changing.
Right.
People are getting more savvy, especially with their music sense. They don't have to sign through labels. They don't have to do all of this other stuff that you had to do back in the day to get on. You don't have to let as much shit go.
Yeah.
So, dude in Winston-Salem, like, I'm taking this to the max. I'm everywhere. Like, Yo Gotti lost this settlement when it was a lot less.
Yep.
And it got doubled because he tried to double shug dude. And he was like, oh, okay, well, I know I lost the court case, but I really ain't got to pay him because I seen Birdman doing this for all of these years where he... Wendy sit here and told us when we interviewed Wendy Day that Birdman is not paying you unless you take him to court.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Gotti clearly has taken notes and thought that the same thing applied, but I just think that in today's times, the same thing just doesn't apply.
And the crazy thing is that, like you said, the actual damages, the judge found the actual damages to be $2.2 million.
Yeah. Three times.
Then he tripled it up based on, quote-unquote, Gotti engaging in unfair and deceptive trade practices, end quote. So the judge is clearly not a Yo Gotti fan.
He ain't got a Birdman.
That's number one.
And he ain't got Birdman lawyers either.
Clearly. But I don't think Gotti took this, because I don't think Gotti showed up for court or nothing for this.
Well, it doesn't matter what lawyers. After reading over this, this was terrible.
what do you mean?
He's just so shady. This whole thing was bad.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he recorded the verse. took the money for recording the verse.
Then didn't release
then,
the verse.
Then release the verse.
I can't do nothing with the song after I gave you $20,000.
Ignored phone calls, requests repeatedly. Then went behind the manager's back, tried to sign a dude for
$150,000.
And then on top of that, and he used the verse for another song.
Let's stop. Crazy. Stop at the reason that he did that, because what he was going to try to do is sign a dude for $150,000, take the song.
Yep.
Make it his own. My song. Yep. Let me put out this hot single with this new artist who I signed to this production deal.
Right.
And then shuck him all the way out of the deal for this $150,000.
And that happens all the time, minus the whole I went behind the manager's
back. The manager
back.
That knew what he was doing.
That's what blew
back.
It.
This, he had a nigga that knew what he was doing.
He went to the wrong manager who actually went to school for the shit or read a book or did something.
Well,
and was
somebody
like,
that told him, hey, bro.
Hold on.
The manager said this funny quote.
You got the right one today,
Yo
motherfucker.
Yo Gotti probably thought, oh, these small town North Carolina dudes can't do nothing to me, but he was sorely mistaken. He might want to pick up that phone now because I'm coming after those cars in that Bel Air mansion.
Short Jesus. Boy, got the right one today, motherfucker.
Yeah, he had all the time in the world.
Man, yes, sir. But
$150,000. He tried to sign up for $150,000. He said the dude, the artist, turned down that $150,000, by the way, and went and told his manager, like, yo,
that's
bro, what is he doing?
Right,
yeah.
That's a real nigga.
That's hard to do. Hey, boy.
I'm disappointed in your
guy. Hard to do.
Six
man.
Figures hard to turn your back on.
Yeah, you ain't making it.
When you in Winston-Salem.
Yeah, nigga be like, yo, Gotti telling you, like, shit, I got $150,000 for you, bro. Like, right here. Like, fuck what them niggas talking about. Me and you gonna take the song. That motherfucker gonna be on the Sirius Satellite Radio Top 100 tomorrow.
Hey.
Wanna sit in Winston-Salem, you wanna be somewhere with me.
Shout out to them.
Young Fletcher had a macro vision instead
of
a
Young Fletcher.
Young
nice,
Fletcher.
Man. You need to find some of his music and play it, man.
Hey, man.
For that. Pay that man his money, yo, Gotti.
Ooh, that 6.6 is going to hurt,
How much would you take if y'all him? Y'all sell out of court. How much would y'all take?
Anything's a win.
Over at 2.2.
Anything's a win, though.
Anything between 3 and 6.
Damn. You taxing.
If Jay-Z only got 200, what does Yo Gotti have in the bank? Yo Gotti has 6.6, dude.
I liquidated everything.
I don't give a fuck.
He got 6.6 in, well, I don't know. Well, I ain't.
He got 6.7 in the bank if Jay-Z has 200. I'm sorry.
He got a house, don't he?
Yeah, Yo Gotti's supposed to be worth over 20. So
come on with all that.
So what's the percentage? So that 200 is 10% is 20% of that fucking 1 billion.
Start selling some.
So 20% of that 20 million, then, dude.
Gotta start liquidating. You got a nice restaurant in Memphis.
Or he got to get back on the road.
Yeah, or that. Or
that too.
Yo
all right, man.
Reunion tour coming soon.
Clearly.
Everybody can eat.
All right, before we hit to this music break, real quick, man, let's talk about Young Thug. In preparation, if I could say it right, for his newest album, Gold Mouth Dog, coming soon.
Gold Mouth Dog.
Hey. Young Thug has dropped a 30-minute song entitled Thug in 30. Now, no one has done a song this long since probably Game dropped 400 Bars, which was about 20 to 21 minutes long. Is this a testament to his genius title that many of his peers have given him?
This is absolutely a testament to his genius. I like Young Thug now more so than I ever did for pushing the envelope. He doesn't subscribe to what people feel like that he has to be to be a successful rapper. He uses whatever terminology that he wants to use when he's referring to his friends. He dresses how he wants to dress. He doesn't traditionally give you bars, but he's still as big a superstar as any rapper that you can name. He just went on concert with J. Cole.
Yep.
I think this is genius because it at least gets people to talk. It at least has people that say, oh, these youngsters don't care about this and they don't do that. Like we sit up here, I sit up here and sometimes say, a 30-minute song is a 30-minute song. It took a lot for him to do, I would assume, even if he was just punching in doing the Young Thug Future thing that they do.
Right.
It still takes something to that and to even have that thought and manifest it out, release it, and have that to lead your album when you're an artist. It's like Young Thug, where you really don't have to do this for publicity. Like, he don't have to put out a 30-minute song. He could put out anything slickly with the right feature or just the right beat, and right. Young Thug new single is going to pop. Period. Right. Like, it's just going to happen that way. But to add it and have it 30 minutes long, like, that just shows to how dedicated and how serious I think that he takes this, not like a lot of his peers, and I respect the shit out of that.
This is 100% not a testament to his genius that doesn't exist. But I will say this, not to even kind of go in on him, a 30-minute rap song by anyone is pointless. I don't need that from anybody. None of my favorites. None of that shit. I tried to listen to this song. I got out of there stupid early. The song is trash.
How many minutes you get in?
3?
That's fine.
Max. You listen to and I'm being generous when I say that. Now, if this would have been banging, or maybe if this would have switched up beats, maybe the beat or tone would have switched up and it didn't really feel like a 30-minute song, then I would have gave him more props. Like, this really slick could have just been an EP with smooth transitions and it sounded like a 30-minute song. Yeah. Then I would have gave him that. But, bro, this shit is trash, bro. I didn't need this. I think somebody came out with a song. I think R. Kelly came out with like a 15-minute song or 12-minute song.
Trapped in the Closet series?
Not that, but it was more real. It was like the I Admit or some shit. I Admit It or something like that. Yeah, but see, that 12-minute, 10-minute song didn't feel like that long of a song. It might have actually been 20 minutes. It was a long-ass song. But it didn't feel like it. And actually, now that was a testament to his musical genius. Because I listened to it and, one and done. I'm not going to ride around and listen to no 20-minute song by anyone. But when you're able to pull that off, and I'm listening from beginning to end, and it's got crescendos and climaxes at the end and the whole nine.
Young Thug to R. Kelly.
But they're calling this nigga a musical genius the same way y'all do R. Kelly and Kanye and all that.
R. Kelly is canceled. R. Kelly like on another level.
Yeah, we're talking music though.
Musically, as a musical genius, R. Kelly like is probably one other nigga like him in the world.
A genius is a genius, like, dude.
Ain't nobody else selling that Trapped in the Closet series. And we ain't finna turn this into no praise.
That shit was hard, though.
Yeah, we won't.
But musically, that is what I mean by Young Thug has done nothing to earn the title of a musical genius.
I don't agree with that.
Bro, he hasn't done anything.
Nah, the whole swag and style is him right now.
He got that from Lil B. Fuck out of here.
And where's Lil B right
now? The bass god.
Where is Lil B? Speaking of San Diego State.
Put respect to the bass god.
You said Thug got it from Lil B.
And protect him at all costs.
What did Lil B do that Thug got from him?
Exactly. The dressing like how I want to dress, naming my songs what I want to name them, ad-libbing. He did all that before, dude.
The difference is Young Thug is cool to people when he do it. Lil B was just a buster. You just like a little weird dude that got sprung on by the cameraman, and now you famous by it. Like, no one ever looked at Lil B. Well, you
stop
the bass god people.
Thank you.
I missed that.
A lot of Thug's peers call him this. So
I don't see why.
None of Lil B.
You don't
B's
see why because you're not in the studio when they work.
But I've seen him in studio doing that whole let me freestyle off the top of my head and run it back and run it back and run it back. But that's
not why they call him a genius.
Why do they call him a genius?
Like Cole explained it in one of his recent interviews, is that Thug, if you listen to him, he does amazing things with his voice. And
he uses
transition.
His voice as an instrument.
I don't like how that sounds. It sounds like right. shit.
And you like Lil B.
Yes, right. Lil B is fine.
Lil B can rap.
No.
That is impossible.
I don't think Lil B can rap. I just like fucking with y'all. But however.
You like Lil B.
However.
You bought his album.
J. Cole can't pick his own beats, much less. So I'm not even taking his word for who is a musical genius or not.
Now you just talk.
He couldn't pick a beat with a pistol to his head. So no, I don't want to hear who he thinks is a musical genius.
You want some more salt on those fries.
30-minute song, my ass. Somebody want to listen to this shit.
That song that Cole just dropped with Thug is fire.
Man, that ain't nothing.
Oh my God, this man has so much hate.
We skipping that.
Young Thug is a musical savant. I won't say genius. I will say savant. He is very good at what he does. He's influenced a whole generation of kids to think it's cool to do what he does. It's untraditional, yet it still fits in the realm of what people accept as hip hop. It's like it's the perfect blend of what you look for now. Like it's it.
No, it's
not. You
just
don't like Young Thug, obviously.
You just don't like
him. Yeah, he doesn't make good music. It's that simple. I like good music, so therefore I don't like Young Thug. It's really that simple.
You're in a minority, though.
You listen to Lil B, you don't like good music.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of good music, tell me you have a good song for this music break.
I should have picked J. Cole and Young Thug.
Absolutely not.
Jesus. This music break we have is coming from a newcomer, Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
The C-A-L-B-O-Y.
Yep.
His song is called Chariot. Featuring Meek, Dirk, and Young Thug.
No, oh, my Lord.
Thugger.
Let's hit.
Can't fuck with a shawty, she in the way. You No time to waste, gotta get to this money, I'm running late, yeah. Better keep it K, boy, these bullets get drawn like anime.
We are back. That was Cowboy, Chariot, featuring Meek, Dirk, and Young Thug. How you feel about it?
Do you got a trash emoji to put up there? Like, do you got the little thing with the dumpster and the trash?
We can certainly slam dunk this song in it. For sure. Nah, it was way too much going on with this song. It was too busy. Cowboy sounds like Dirk. Dirk sounds like Cowboy. I don't like Dirk. This shit wasn't nothing.
You don't like anybody.
Nah, I don't like trash. Nah, this shit wasn't. It wasn't good. The song's not good. It's busy. For me.
That's what you should start saying.
Not for me. You're right. I
get calls every week. What's wrong with these niggas? They old as hell.
I won't dispute that either. You are right. You're absolutely right. Not for me.
Who is riding and listening to this? I did listen to his project, though.
He has a good little...
No, his project was solid, though. This song was some slaw.
I feel you.
That's all I'm saying.
It makes live in the party zone, though. Like I was... this weekend, like, it was consistent, like, boom, bop, and, like, hip-hop party, block party, all up and down his block. So he probably heard people listening to this at the pool or some shit.
Right? No, I don't go to my pool.
Of course you don't go to your
I heard people at the pool. They have family-friendly pool.
Speaking of pool, man, that's how you know it's summertime, when people are out and about. So we are talking summertime music. Now, let's think. What are some of our favorite songs? Also, is it still important to be hot during the summer? And if you had a summer banger with an unlimited budget, who would you get on there? That's what we're going to be talking about. So first and foremost, when you think summertime banger, and please don't say Summertime by Will Smith, because that is the ultimate cheat code.
That is my favorite summertime song
of all time. That is everybody's favorite summertime song of all time.
Drop that right there.
So excluding the cherry picking with Summertime by Will Smith, give me two or three of what you think when you hear summertime records.
Two or three right off the whim, or you want to go back and forth? How you want to?
Nah, just give me one of them then. All
right.
Since you want to mix it up and be
Kanye
cute and shit.
Kanye West, Can't Tell Me Nothing. Dropped around this time, what, 10, 5 years ago? However many years ago. But to me, that's a summertime anthem that's to be played in the summer. I remember it came out in the summer, and it was on repeat.
Yo.
I think that's one of the things that stand out about a summertime song. You have to be able to listen to it back to back to back and people not get tired of it.
Facts.
And I definitely think that this is one of, Can't Tell Me Nothing, is one of those songs.
I'm going to go back in the time machine and do something we rarely do, which is reference a song before 93. If y'all been listening to us, you know we talk doggy style and up when it comes to music. But I got to go 92 with Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
Perfect.
Clearly a flawless summer song. Flawless song, period. But you got the Smooth Isley Brothers sample in there. It never gets old. The iconic bars on there. That's a flawless summer song. Even in the video, he's riding the drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes all the sense in the world. You can throw that on at a barbecue, anywhere, kick back. That's always going to hit from now until the end of time. Ain't no question.
You know, that's the opposite to Eazy-E's Compton City Gangsters or whatever. That's the opposite to that song.
What do you mean?
Rolling Down the Street. It's the slow, mellow down version of that. Rolling Down the Street in my 6-fold.
That's not Compton City G's.
It wasn't slow. I mean, that's your name. I couldn't think of the name.
Boys in the Hood. Gotcha.
That's the opposite version of Boys in the Hood.
Allegedly. What's your next song?
My next song, a couple little known black history facts I drop it. Was supposed to be a group. This group was supposed to be put together. People were asking for it. It was going to be called Underground Mafia.
Okay.
And that's how the song came about. It is International Players Anthem. They had the beat and the loop going, and Andre reached out to Bun because he liked it. They were playing in the studio together. Some way Andre heard it. He reached out and said, hey, can I get on just a part where the drums ain't there?
Yep.
And then he gave him that. And ironically, Big Boy reached out to him separately and said he wanted to get on the exact opposite part that Andre wanted to get on. So that worked out. And it came, and they had International Players Anthem. I think this is one of the top summertime songs, especially as far as a group effort. It was something that people always wanted to hear. And A-Ball and MJG were supposed to get on the song, but they were never able to make the details work.
I would love to hear them on that beat, though. That would have been hard. I'm going to keep it down south. I'm going to go Master P, Burbers, and Lex. What?
I'm a P fan and I can't even get it.
What?
Oh my God. Relax. You talking about
Ghetto Dita? First of all, that's a classic. Are y'all niggas serious?
Relax, bro.
What?
Not a summertime, man.
Stop. You're not pulling the Bourbons and the Lax out in the summer?
I'm not.
In 98?
No.
Fuck out of here.
In 98?
That's when the song came out.
And please believe me, I love No Limit like the next man. But you talking about like
a classic record
anthems, like
that's it.
Bro, you ain't
Burbies and Lex.
People still had
you got to do that by yourself, dog.
People had house speakers in their trunk when they was listening to this, and it was a summertime anthem.
You could play that right now at the kickback.
No, you can't. They would kick
people
you
gonna
out.
Look at you funny. People gonna look at you real funny
you
style. Like, man, who let they uncle in here?
Right,
nigga?
Man, this he'll turn his trash off.
Y'all got P completely fucked up.
Man, you gonna have a list of the brown sandals on when you play.
Yeah,
this.
I'm definitely not wearing mandals while
got
listening to that.
Brown sandals,
everybody
Jesus
is.
Sandals
I'm glad you brought it full circle. Everybody is understanding why you don't like Young Thug now.
Yeah, because Young Thug is trash. Now let me replace it then. Okay, I got another one.
I want to replace it.
I got to replace it. Since y'all want
to
hate,
whooping for that one.
Since y'all
want to
hate on my damn classic record. I'm going to go.
That nigga said, well, I'm going to give him this one, but I got to have a backup.
I had
a
backup. Just in case y'all didn't know, y'all weren't woke enough. Rick Ross, Aston Martin Music.
That's a good one.
Especially the one with the Drake verse.
Way to redeem yourself.
That's what I do.
We're talking about the wrong cars on the Burbank and Lex. Let's switch to the Aston Martins. Yeah, there we go.
Somebody's uncle.
This shit, that shit was a dope record, especially the unreleased, the one with Drake, full verse on there. He bodied that shit. That's a dope summertime record. Miami shit, top down. That's a dope record. That's always going to be fire, no doubt.
Now, if you're going to go niche,
okay,
and you want to go down south like you were trying to do, this is what you do.
I completed it. I didn't attempt it.
You failed.
Okay.
Because you're going to drop the like, when we put this in production, you're going to have the song drop right before I say it because you'll know it by that point.
Okay.
Juvie Slow Motion. Boom, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me.
That's a good one.
I thought you were going to say Back That Ass Up, but that'll work.
That was a layup.
Yeah, okay,
for
sure.
I'm going to give you Juvie Slow Motion. That's like a summertime anthem from the South, especially going out. It caught on. Soulja Slim had died around that time. We had the verse of him on there, so it was able to grow legs even further. But Slow Motion Juvenile.
No, that's a good one. Last one real quick. Jim Jones, Summer with Miami. That's a banging song, too. Real slept on Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy and Trey Songz. Yeah, Trey Songz laced that. Yeah. That's a dope record, too, man.
Jimmy was in his bag then. They was trying to. They thought they was big shit, man. They was going to Hov. Like, niggas was real.
You couldn't tell them nothing.
Dipset was real disrespectful around this time.
You couldn't tell them nothing. What you got, M Extra, besides the layup summertime? You got anything else that's a classic summer record?
I don't know about classic. I know about what I like. I'm not going to set myself up for failure.
Nice preference. Nice preference.
I mean, this is going to be trash.
I will say I had to get today was a good day on there.
For sure.
I like Controller from Drake. I think that's a good summer.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
That's a nice Miami record right there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
If Tiger didn't try to steal it.
Yeah, he jacked it.
Bomb ass.
I think... Hot in Here was always a good, summertime song.
Yeah,
I'm always riding for Nelly.
And I got a Eve and Gwen Stefani. Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Nah, they played it too much though. They played the radio murdered
that
song
The video was dope too.
Yeah,
the video was hard, but they played that way
but
too much.
Back right now,
it's
people love it.
Yeah, I'm tired of it already. Again, all over
that
again.
Was years ago,
that was bang.
No, that was good. Oh yeah, Snoop Dogg, Beautiful, by the way, with Pharrell.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's Pharrell was in his bag.
Listen,
man, too,
that made me want to go to Brazil. I still want to go to Brazil right now because of that video. No question.
I can't believe I ain't had no tip on it. Gotta be what you know about that would have to be or something.
Nah, he ain't got no summertime shit.
Yes, he do off the King album.
Yeah,
man,
King,
what you
for
know?
Sure.
Dude, and that top back.
Top back?
Ooh, the top back.
Yeah,
top back.
Don't do that. I always got some T.I. on deck for you if you need it.
Is it still important to be hot during the summer if you're an artist? Is it still vital? Because that was huge back in the day.
Absolutely. And the reason is this is time for you to gather your footing as far as it's not crowded, but you can really make an impact. People want to hear music that makes them have fun.
Yeah.
People want to hear shit back to back. This is what stuff like the Meek and Drake record, even though it came out a while ago with Meek album, it's growing legs. It's a summertime record.
Right.
It's very important. The summertime, that kind of solidifies you for the year. It kind of it puts people in different categories as far as what they came into the year as. I think this is where you should be swinging for the fences, trying new stuff, trying to catch that one.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm so disappointed in a Davies, people that we have high expectations of, and it's quiet.
Yeah, and absolutely. First of all, being hot during the summer is still everything. Facts. If you look at what it did for Lil Duval last year.
Drake last year,
Kiki.
Yeah, all of that.
If you look at what it did for them, it got Duval a record deal. Because when it's hot outside, everybody wants to come out.
Banger on the way.
Yeah. I heard. When it's hot outside, so what you do, you drop right early spring. So then when it's hot outside, people are actually getting out the house. They spending money. Yeah. They're going to clubs. They're going to parties, radio. You're getting your record heard, and then you're getting it streamed day and night. So you absolutely – and then also, when you drop your record a little bit before the summer, you can do the tour during the summer, again, getting people out of the house, which, you know, they cool with getting out the house during that time. You won't be hot during the winter. Like, nobody give a shit. I'm not coming to your show.
Yeah, your show.
It's 10 degrees outside.
I'm going to cut it right on title. Be like, oh, okay, that's dope. They look like they cold on the motherfucker, but he's shaking it on stage, though.
I'm not going outside. So that makes sense. That's why I think Meg's got the perfect summertime album. It's full of bangers. That's going to get people out to her shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, she dropped it right at the right time.
Yeah, she got some bangers.
She is doing the blueprint for what you're supposed to do as a new artist in the summer. She was growing her little legs right before it started to get warm. You started talking about it. She had to pull up at the station. Yep. People started talking about that. Then the big old freak came out, and now, boom, she everywhere.
Yep. And it's perfect because, again, it's summertime, man. People trying to get out the crib.
Even though I don't think that money bag, yo, shit. I think that's a plant.
You don't think they dating for real? I hope not.
You hope they not dating? Are you?
I hope they're not dating. I'm hating.
Nor do I believe. Well, actually, I ain't gonna say I
hate this episode.
I'm gonna say I hope, but I just don't believe that, man. I don't believe that.
You don't think so?
Shout out to them, man. I hope they have a
black. Shout out Black Love. Man.
Me Too Extra shows his head again.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to Money Bag, yo.
It was
man.
A long time.
He got a couple bops on his
I like Money Bag, yo. He just ain't dating Meg to sell.
Who are you getting on your record if you got an unlimited budget right now for a summertime record in 2019? That's the question.
Right now, 2019 for a summertime, what we say?
Thugger.
Absolutely not. Right now for a summertime record, I'm going to go with Meg. I would put Meg to style, you know, and I would pair her with a superstar. Like, I try to get me a Drake 8 if I got an unlimited budget.
Right.
Drake would be my first call. Kendrick.
No, stop.
Second.
Stop.
Kendrick Lamar would be my second call because he always going to move the meter. Only reason J. Cole wouldn't be high on my list because he's out there enough. I ain't trying to fall into the list of 367 features that J. Cole murdered in the last 367
yeah,
songs.
Them all.
Yeah, so I ain't trying to fall into that category. I would go someone out the box like someone that could knock it out of the park that I know for sure, like a Drake, like Kendrick Lamar. Big Sean is a good summertime rapper. He'll give you an anthem. For the summertime, those I would stick if I'm going summer and wanted to be safe, that's what I would go.
I mean, but half of those I would do anytime. Like, Kendrick isn't any time of the year feature.
Okay,
so is Drake.
I'll narrow it down. A Meg Thee Stallion and Big Sean record would go up right
now.
That's
hard. That's fair.
Up right now.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I would go 2 Chainz for the summer. I think
I would say the same thing to you about what you just said. I'm listening to 2 Chainz. Any 2 one of the 12 months he dropped.
You're
out
a 2 Chainz stan. Okay. The rest of the world.
You have one 2 Chainz.
Right. I think what he got with Ariana Grande is a summertime joint. That shit is what? Played out? Yes, but it's a banging song, though.
I was just going to say, this shit wasn't going to make it through the summer.
And it did. It's got some legs now, though.
Summer hasn't officially started.
Yeah, what I'm saying, and it's here. You just performed on Ellen.
I'm not gonna make it such a layup like y'all did. I'm a
nigga.
Definitely going with 21 Savage
for the first time.
Really,
21 Savage for the summer, and I'm a pairing with Nicki Minaj.
That already happened like a week ago.
Did it?
It had to.
Did it?
Went on that Khaled. Oh, that was Cardi.
No,
Cardi. Yeah, that was Cardi. Right. Nicki. I'm not mad at that. Nicki,
21 is killing shit out here.
I ain't put Nicki on anything.
Now that Nicki and Tekashi slick went up last summer too.
Oh, that was a hit.
That went up last summer.
That was a bop
though.
For sure.
It was. Yeah. You know, we forgot about Tekashi, but that went up last summer. Yeah. Just if you want to keep it 1,000,
I think you're giving the right record. I mean, because 21 is on
give
fire.
Who the right record. Oh, I always take
not 21.
I take 21 for the summer. I ain't mad at that. I'm not putting with Nicki Minaj. Absolutely not.
That might go.
If I'm in 21 camp, there's no way. I go Meg first, then I go Cardi, then I go City Girls. Like, Nicki Minaj is fourth. That's fourth in the pecking order right now for female MCs.
This is my list, though.
It's your list. In the words of FSP cameraman, it's your list. You right.
That's a
you
fact.
You all right.
Y'all do us a favor. Go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. Let us know if you got unlimited budget, who are you getting for your perfect summertime record? And what are some of your favorite summertime songs that we did not name? Please let us know. We got another joint. What we got?
We got Capo himself, Jim Jones, featuring Jimmy. Joey Crack, NYC.
Is it? Jones, crime and the murder rate, that rose up. Every time he got a bird and the crack rose up. I don't jog at Central Park, don't need mistaken identity. Watch for the scammers because they taking identities. Your piece is hitting. His 8 million stories on a daily basis. Facts. Niggas chasing dreams and catching scary cases. Remember pitching to the fiends until they clear the bases. Woo. I knew niggas that was wide like they wearing braces. Check him. Drug dealers and killers I was on corners with. True. Even played in the garden like I was on the Knicks. Swish. When I came through Harlem, all type of fawn shit. Fat. Top off titties out, nigga, this like a porno flick. Facts. So I pray for 9-11 in my 9-11. Pray for us. Couple niggas miss some shots, it ain't my time in heaven. Miss, nigga. No due respect, but due to these model hoes, I see niggas lose their soul and damn it, get all right, man, we back, man. That was Jimmy Capo Jones with NYC. How you feel about it?
Jim Jones in his bag for the summer. I ain't mad at this at all. I respect what Jim Jones doing right now. I like this project. I like the songs. Man. I like the features. I Jim Jones. Who would have ever thought that Jim Jones would have been the best out of Dipset?
He the last one standing on the low.
You would have never thought that. You would have never thought in the beginning that Jimmy was going to be the last one
this
standing.
This album is everything.
The album is fire. The song is banging. Shout out to Fat Joe. Even though Fat Joe verse really wasn't on.
Nah, Fat Joe killed this.
And I fuck with Fat Joe, but this verse really wasn't on.
Oh, no,
you
want no,
Fat,
I'm high
to Fat
you.
Joe top fans.
I fuck with Fat Joe heavy.
Don Cartagena killed this.
I'll double back. I ain't think Fat
Shout
Joe
out
really talking about
nothing. Makers. This whole Jim
they
Jones
laced
him.
They laced him. They laced him up.
Quick question real quick. Jim Jones has to be bounced back artist of 2018, 2019. He has to be. That's like
over Soldier Boy?
Not Big Soldier.
Oh, my God. Big Soldier locked up right now. He on the
now
prepaid.
Scripted, but that was definitely original.
Yeah.
So Soldier Boy in that courtroom like a crackhead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's over with him.
But yeah, you're right. Bounce back.
He got to be bounced back. Got to be. Because Jim Jones has been putting shit out in the meantime before these projects that didn't connect at all.
Well, his last album was good.
No, the last one that came out last year was banging. That's why I said 2018, 2019.
Okay, good, yeah.
I'm including that. It's been in the last 12 months. Before then, it was quiet for Jim Jones. He was selling phones on Breakfast Club.
Damn.
We ain't got time for that.
He was vamp life.
He doing vamp life shirts that look like Louis
Vuitton
shit.
Vamp
like, come on now.
And he was beefing with Dame.
Yeah, we ain't got time for that. But this shit right here, fire.
This album is crazy.
Yeah. Jimmy in his bag. I like it.
Before we get out of here, man, we're going to play a little game, man. We're going to call Fill in the Gap. We're going to take a story out of the headlines. You fill in the gap. It's that simple. Lil Durk is blank for dropping a song called Turn Myself In as he turns himself in for attempted murder. What's the word for that, sir?
Smart. For trying to put a song out here to make sure that he has enough bail money and lawyer fees if he didn't have a project that was going to drop while he was in. I'm throwing the best 12 songs I got together. I'm leading it with this, and I'm making sure that this is marketed as why I'm in jail, and everything is going towards what I need to make sure I'm out. Allegedly, he has a serious charge on his hands.
Very
with
serious.
This, attempted murder. It happened here in Atlanta.
Yep.
And I don't think that he's taking it lightly, even though the song may say otherwise.
Right.
But I don't think that he's taking it lightly. They were talking to his lawyer on the news the other day. It's being handled with a lot of seriousness. And I don't think that he's going to go to jail. Yeah, as it should. And I don't think he's going to go to jail about it. But it's, I think, a smart play to capitalize off of it, because this is going to take a lot of money to get out of.
Lil Durk is hopeful for dropping this song. He's hoping that it will turn into First Day Out with T Grizzly. First Day Out the Feds, like Gucci Man. Like, those songs made waves and actually made T Grizzly, like, it actually made him a notable artist in the game. And of course, we know what Gucci did when he first got out, like how that record made noise with Mike Will. He's hopeful that he'll have that type of effect with this song to garner some type of attention from it. I don't believe it will.
What are you talking about?
On this song?
He ain't getting out. that he going in. They would get.
I mean, but I'm just saying it's that same type of it's tied into being locked up and or getting out. First day out the feds, first day out. I'm turning myself in. No, it's the same vein.
Like this should be a more somber tone, and then like they're getting out, so there's a more celebratory thing. So that I think that's the difference. Yeah.
No one heard this song anyway.
So I will agree with you 1,000,000%. I don't know, but I would assume I would have a more somber tone on the turning myself in, and it would be reflective. T.I. did a song prior to like him going to jail, telling you what he was thinking and why he bought all the guns and shit.
Paperwork.
No. What's the one with Rihanna?
Paper Trail?
Paper Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that song. He did a song about prior to going to jail, and I think that's the difference that you get from
that. That's why I would fill in the blanks that Lil Durk is real for this song, because if you listen to the song, I don't think you guys
You listen to it?
Yeah, he talks, it's like an apology to his friends and family.
Somber.
Yeah, so it was real. It was a real record. So,
I'm skipping it. Keep your head up, Durk. Murder shit. I'm going to listen to this.
He's got 4 felony charges. He's locked up right now as we speak.
Ain't no play in GA.
That ain't no play. Shout out to his lawyer, though. Did y'all see her?
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed.
Wow. That's all I'm going to say about that.
He has nice legal counsel.
Nice representation.
Talking about her mind.
Nice representation.
Very nice representation.
All right, man. Let's get to this on-decker of the week. We have an on-decker of the week, man. Somebody followed the instructions. And went to the YouTube page, left a comment. So guess what? Shout out to Loco Swag 88. He said that the episode was fire per usual. Tupac Resurrection is definitely the top documentary of all time. Shout out Loco Swag.
Loco Swag, we appreciate you. He's a long time listener, right?
Absolutely, man.
Play one of his songs. He commented before.
So yeah, for sure. He definitely commented. We got something coming your way, coming soon. We're going to reach out to you to shoot it over to you.
Yep.
We appreciate
that.
We got new music. What we got? What's out? What should we be checking for? What should we be listening to?
As we know, we had a few things last week. What's up?
Yep.
Because I missed. We had Moneybagg Yo come out.
Yep.
We had Jim Jones come out. Denzel Curry. Come out.
I like that Zoo album from Denzel Curry. That's the project that I've been waiting on from him.
Yeah, that's a good. It was a little short for my taste, but it was good. Skepta came out as well. Ignorance is Bliss.
Skepta, that's what I'm calling that.
That's funny.
What else we got? Anything worth listening to?
Kevin Gates had a good project.
That's actually Slick Bang.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's an EP, but it's fire though.
Yeah, I like it.
I ain't listened to Kevin Gates in so long.
Yeah.
It's good. This is a nice refresh, then. Jump back in on this one right here.
Yeah. Flying Lotus came out as well. He has a lot of hip-hop features, so I thought to mention that.
That's his name?
You don't know Flying Lotus? Never heard of him?
It's like instrumental shit, though. It's a lot of instrumental shit.
What, are you a producer?
It's skip-worthy shit.
No, it's not. He makes good music. His last album was fire.
What was it, R&B?
It's like an EDM mix.
It's like a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's really good.
It's a vibe?
Anderson Paak
ain't
really
selling
record.
Me on no vibe. Y'all get the fuck
I'm telling you to skip this shit. I'm not even sure what we're talking about. It's not hitting on shit.
Really appreciate it.
Close-minded on food and other genres. All right. It's
me.
So this week we got coming up, your main man Tyga is coming out with Legendary. Casey Veggies is coming out.
Tyga had a summer record too last year with that.
Tyga keeps a summer record.
Yeah, he had a summer record. Yeah, that's a summer record.
That was
for sure.
That was hard. T Grizzly, aforementioned, is coming out with Scriptures.
And that's the one with him and Timbaland, I think. I think Timbaland did that whole project.
That's unfortunate.
Crazy as fuck. I can't wait to listen to that.
That's unfortunate to have Timbaland do a project.
Man, don't listen to him. Just keep it moving.
Did T Grizzly and Timbaland are like working there?
Man, his comments, his hot takes. Don't know.
No, I'm just saying
that's
unfortunate.
Like
you checking for you check. All right, so you're checking for the T Grizzly.
I am. Just because Timbaland is behind it. Because
you look like T Grizzly and you like Timbaland. That's why you checking for it. Why do you want to hear it?
Do we have any other music out,
man?
That
was good one, man.
That was cute.
That was awesome.
I'm frying T. Grizzly.
So, guys, we're coming up close to the 300th episode. We appreciate y'all rocking with us as we
300 celebration.
300 celebration entering into the 300s.
Yep.
We definitely appreciate, guys. So be on the lookout for the rest of the contest that we have to wrap up the week. Be on the lookout at your social medias. What we are going to do, since it sold out so fast and we've been getting a mini request, we're going to open the doors.
Yeah,
we're
for a couple of seats.
Open the doors for a couple of more seats. Just it was to capacity, but we were able to talk to the venue.
Yep.
Get some extensions, talk to the fire marshal.
Yeah, put a little money under the table.
Passes, get a couple codes disenforced, you know. So we were able to do that. We're going to let a couple more people in. Y'all be on the lookout for a new link that we'll send to you and let a couple more people into that. So actually, we're excited about that. The more people will get to experience this. And speaking of more people being able to experience it, we will have information on how people will be able to live stream the event.
Okay.
That is going to happen for us. So we want to make sure that people are on the lookout for that. So if you're not able to make it in town, to be able to tune in to it and, you know, check out the 300th episode from wherever you want to stream it.
Absolutely. Mxtra, what you got on deck for the weekend?
Oh, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this Mozzie project. We forgot to talk about that.
You damn sure would.
Oh, yeah, that was banging too.
Damn sure would.
And
that's the best thing that came out.
In my absence last week, you guys did not give my man YG his props. His album is pretty damn good.
Yeah, you clearly don't listen to the show.
It's straight.
You clearly don't listen to the show.
You gotta give
his props. It's straight.
See? It's straight.
It's straight. What you got on deck, man?
Actually, I'm going back to Miami. Yeah.
Damn, double
damn,
back.
For, a nigga, for someone that was clearly shitting on Miami, you like
I was shitting on the weekend.
Ah,
I love Miami otherwise.
Got you. Understood.
What you got on deck, Lou?
I will be in Miami as well.
Oh, that's cute. You know, double dating?
No. No, absolutely not. There will be no double dates. Yeah, I'll be in Miami this weekend, too. So, what you got up this weekend?
I am not in Miami this weekend.
You got a rest. You've been in Milan.
I'll be right here in the A. Two things I do got popping. I'm definitely, Thursday night, I'm in that I'm in that Dark Phoenix, that X-Men shit. Can't wait. That shit looks fire. That shit looks fire, though. And then Friday, I'm going to the... Marvin Gaye show.
Oh.
Friday night at the Fox.
Oh, that the play.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
Yeah, that looked like it was going to be fire. I was going to go there, but I was going to be in my... Yeah, it's a play.
All weekend.
Fox,
yeah, yeah.
This weekend, and I was going to be gone.
It's romantic.
You don't like plays?
I'm cultured.
I love like plays.
I can't help it. I'm cultured.
It depends on the play, though. I'm not trying to see
I
want
to go see To Kill a Mockingbird. No one mentioned. I don't even consider those plays.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I didn't know. You eat Cracker Barrel.
That's where I'm bougie at. Now, I will be bougie there. I actually want to go to New York to Broadway. I want to see To Kill a Mockingbird play. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Wow, check out you. I wouldn't expect that.
If you've listened to On Deck, if you're a long-time listener, what you do know that one of my favorite books...
That's a great book.
...is To Kill a Mockingbird, so I definitely want to go see that play. And Jeff Daniels is playing Atticus Finch, which is...
Oh, is he?
Fire. Oh, yes.
See, now that's fire.
Yeah, I have to go see that before it's done. Yeah.
Wasn't that cute?
I'm sorry, we didn't mention any Marvel.
Excuse us. To Kill a Mockingbird,
Thanos,
my
Thanos
ass.
Will be in there.
Thanos will also be on Broadway.
He's going to kill the dude, so you can check that out.
So it's going to be called Infinity.
Man, y'all fuck with us though on iTunes. Leave a comment, subscribe. Watch youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast.
Yeah, man, go check out the video, then share the video. Share the little clip, share all the little videos. We definitely appreciate that. And comment on the video.
Absolutely.
Go to the Rap Chat on Facebook, join in the conversation. Also, Instagram, comment under the pictures, interact on social media. We will be looking for you.
I'm going to smoke my chocolate Havana a stogie.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next week.
Pause.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.